KO4NGU.
KO4HX here.
Call Patrick.
I'm just running the route. I'm supposed to meet a guy this morning and he ain't here, so now I'm waiting on him.
I want to see that truck sometime. I think I saw you in Greer the other day.
Today, Monday, this week? Monday afternoon?
No, it was last week or the week before.
Could have been me. I'm then there on Wednesday afternoon and Thursday, most weeks.
Seems like you were, I'm not sure. Might have been turning into that Bojangles there on, not just up the street from the Copper River. I don't know. But it was a big, white, clean Matco truck, so I figured it was you.
Definitely my area, but one of the other guys is close by there, and he may have run over to get him a biscuit.
I'll protect that territory pretty closely.
They're supposed to. There's been a couple of incidences where people have crossed over and done things they shouldn't be doing, and catching them and proving it's the hard part.
By that territory, or did they assign it
to us? We have what's called a list of calls or a protected list of shops that they're not supposed to go into, and that's how they get around it sometimes, instead of a geographical area.
But you know by now who you can trust and who you can't.
You know who you can trust and who you can't. You learn that real quick when you're playing with money.
Well, for a while there you were taking orders. Has the supply chain gotten a little bit better?
Not really. It's getting worse. It's just, it's horrible right now. That's the best I can say.
These ships off the coast of California that can't get unloaded or wherever they are. Is that a dock strike that the news is not talking about? I mean, why aren't they being unloaded? You got any idea?
Well, I honestly cannot get a straight answer on that question when it is asked, because it's been asked many times when we have our monthly meetings. What's the deal? What's the holdup? And we don't know. There's a different excuse every time, let's put it that way.
So where are Matco tools made?
They're made all over the U.S. They're some made in China, some made in Taiwan, Japan, Korea. I mean, it's all over the place anymore. The stuff that Matco actually makes is made here in the USA. But we buy a lot of stuff from outside, from other vendors. And that's the way of doing business now. And because people wouldn't pay for the American product.
Definitely pays to get quality. I remember you talking a few weeks ago about some guy. You'd replaced a certain tool about 20 times. I think I quit selling him one. He's breaking them for fun.
Away, and believe it or not, you get guys out here, they say, oh, it's got a warranty on it. I don't care. They break it just because of that. But what they don't realize is it cost them downtime and it cost them money in the long run because of that.
What's warning in?
So there's somebody just sits around and keys the mic all day long.
A guy in Malden loves to do that. But anyhow, I'm driving in fog on Highway 9.
It's real foggy up the mountain this morning. About halfway down, it cleared up. And it's nice and clear down over here on 25 right now.
Do a number of things for North Greenville University, but among them I write grants, foundations. I got a nice check yesterday for $108,000 for our PA school. And I had another one to submit today to Firehouse Subs. They give security equipment, protective vests, uniforms, all that kind of stuff to security departments. And, of course, we have one there at the university. and they open up the site every 90 days and accept 600 applications, and when they get 600, they shut down the site. Well, it opened this morning at 6 o'clock, and here I am on my computer, man. I'm going to get this thing entered. And they wanted something new, and I got to go to the office and have our accountants draft up something for me. Ridiculous. I thought I was all ready, so I hope I don't. I hope 600 more don't slip in underneath me.
Maybe they didn't know you needed it either there, so that'll work out for you on that end.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm trying to get 21 bulletproof vests, not that we've ever had a shot fired on campus, but we've had people come on campus before with firearms, you know, that just had them. They didn't, weren't there to do mischief, but you never know when a high alert situation can turn into a deadly situation, and you can't say, well, I'm going to run back and put on my vest. You know, you got to have them. You got to, if you're going to ask guys to put their life on the line at certain times, you got to give them good equipment.
And that situation changes so fast it ain't even funny. It's at least 3,000 feet per second.
Well, I guess our security department's 129 years old now. We sure have come a long way. 20 years ago, we were running around. The guys had their own firearms, so the ammunition didn't, they couldn't share ammunition and all kind of, you know, stuff. We just didn't have the money to fund it properly, but those days are gone.
We have to think about things like that at a school of any kind. Or anywhere, but we do, and the firearm is not the problem. It's the people holding the firearm that are the problem.
Man, I'm just, I'm on 292 now, approaching 26 at that rocket station. I mean, it is thick, heavy fog. Thick, heavy fog. Well, Firehouse will give you vests and protective equipment and all that kind of stuff, but they won't give you anything of a violent nature. They will not buy you a firearm or mace or anything like that, and I understand that. They just they don't want the liability and the backlash. If something happened, they say, well, Firehouse Subs purchased that firearm.
Well, for that, but, you know, protective gear, hey, you can't have too much of that.
The guys have been wearing these uniforms for 3 years, and they're just getting threadbare, so I'm trying to get everybody several new uniforms and some vests and stuff. Well, Patrick, I'm going to let you go. I sure have enjoyed it. I'm glad you called me, and I hope your guy shows up there and buys a ton of stuff from you. So I'll be standing by on your final. WD4, never give up.
Glad to talk to you this morning, and be safe out there in that fog. It's a little thick in places. This is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.